and welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili.
Season 8, episode 9.
I feel like I always remember the episodes.
I was like to Mandy, should we stick to seasons or should we just like, because a lot of, most podcasts, I think they just go carry on and it's like episode 556.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But Mandy's like, no, I like seasons.
I like seasons. I feel like if you're new to the podcast, which if you are, welcome. We are fantastic over here. It's so much fun over here. Our lives are in shambles. All of us and our followers and our listeners. And we just have fun.
Do we? Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we cry, which is also good. Sometimes you need to cry. It's a release of burden, release of emotion.
Yeah, but I mean, I cried too much in life.
No more this year, yeah?
Really? That should have been a New Year's resolution.
Less crying. But apparently crying is good, Dana.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it's like, it just releases that emotional weight.
Yeah, but why do some people cry more than others? That's the question. Like, I cry on about everything.
I'm very emotional.
Like, yeah, very emotional. Like, advertisements will make me cry.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Anything will make me cry.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Happy moments in movies make me cry. Do they
make
you cry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was younger, I used to always think, you know, when like people get like happy news and they cry, I never understood that. Now
yeah, we just don't get that much happy news. Like that's why we don't understand that. We've never really had that moment in our life. You know, people cry on their wedding day, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that's like a thing?
I think I can imagine if you're marrying the love of your life, which is an amazing man, which is your best friend, and he's so good to you.
Yeah.
I could probably imagine it, but that's far-fetched for me right now.
I feel like what would make me cry on like my wedding day is like seeing like my mom there
and
like,
yeah,
you know, she's like, always wanted her daughter to get married, you know, she finally got her moment. I'd be crying happiness tears for her.
Yeah, literally. I thought that's one thing that I always feel with mummy, like
really guilty about,
that I've not given her that. Like,
I know,
why are we like this? At least one of us could have been okay.
You're the older one. You're the one who should be getting married,
no
mate.
It makes no difference. It makes no difference. I'm 1.5 years older.
Yeah?
One and a half years.
No difference. Yeah, but
not one of us has given her that, like, got married and had kids.
It's both been hoes. That's basically what's been happening. So anyway, yeah, this is season 8, episode 9.
Yeah.
And like we said on the last episode, now we're doing one episode every Tuesday and then one episode every Thursday of Patreon, which I'm really excited about. It's been really fun.
Yeah, me too.
Just started. But
yeah, me too.
But
I'm really excited. We've got some really jokes topics as well.
Really
but
fun.
Before we start, I wanted to know like how your 2024 has been going, Mandy. Are you doing like dry January or vegan January or like...
I really want to try vegan and shit, yeah? But it ain't happening, man, because everything has some form of animal in it. And other than that, there's nothing to eat.
You know, like vegan has to be like the way you dress has to be different as well, you know?
What?
Yeah, because...
Oh, you're taking a piss now.
No joke. Like what, come off, if you think about it, yeah? Everything you wear is animals as well. Like wool.
No. We ain't that rich.
Come on, man. Isn't wool animals?
Is it?
It's from a sheep.
Yeah, but they don't torture or kill the sheep. They just cut its hair.
That's not true. That they put them in horrible conditions, I think. And like...
But I know shoes... Shoes are like, what, cows?
Crocodiles?
Cows and crocodiles and stuff?
God knows. But all I know is that more things than you think are animals. Even like products.
But the thing is, yeah, I can't find even like products and food, which is like an alternative. Because I'm not around any of these like posh places like Whole Foods and, you know, where they do like vegan.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not interested in no vegan stuff. Like, I want to be vegetarian, not vegan. Like, that shit doesn't interest me. Look, I would want... Do you know what the right thing is to do? Is like back in like, you know, when you have your own farm, like back in the day.
Yeah.
And you just like milk your own cow.
Milk your own cow. And
like, if you want to eat a cow, you kill it in a very non-torturous.
Yeah.
So like at the end of the day, we're all animals and animals eat animals. Like, no, like lions are hunting and they're eating and we're going to want to like, you know.
We're going Sainsbury's and we're scanning our beef.
But before that, like when we were cavemen, what do you think they were doing? I'm sure they were like hunting
the men
animals.
Were real men back then.
Why do you always have to get it to men? Why?
Because back then they were hunting. Now they're just lying around. Make me a sandwich. I mean, make me this. Make me dinner.
God's
sake. Build a house.
But anyway, I don't know how we got onto like the vegetarian, vegan thing.
Yeah,
but
anyway, my 2024, it hasn't started right. I ain't going to lie. At the beginning, I've been feeling really lethargic, really low on energy, you know, like struggling to go up the stairs. But I think maybe because that was like my post-flu and I was just kind of still recovering. But apparently you said the first week or two is like that in January. It's like always shit.
Did I?
Yeah, you were like...
You're just making things up.
You said that to me. I was like, Anna, I've had a really shit start to the new year. You were like, it's always like that the first week.
I don't remember saying
it
that.
It made maybe me feel really good.
Did it?
It really comforted me and I was taking it back.
Okay, yeah, then it is, yeah.
I mean, she just tells me what I want to hear.
My first week of January, like I must say, in terms of like health-wise, I feel much better in terms of my diet. Like I'm being healthy, but my sleeping pattern has been the worst it's ever been, yeah? Mm. Like I'm sleeping at 5 a.m.
Same.
And I'm waking up at like, I'm disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a disgusting person.
We need to change that from Monday.
Yeah.
Right now it's Saturday. Saturday night, guys. And we are here recording podcasts. That's how much we've changed in January 2024.
Yeah.
We're not out of town.
I enjoy this anyway more.
Probably, yeah, more. Because
recently, I don't enjoy going out at all.
New Year's Eve, like, it was just rammo. We talked about that anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went to Anna's this morning. I went to get my nail fixed. I had a broken nail. So I went to get my nail fixed, which is like 2 seconds down the road from Anna's house. And so I just rolled up there, 1 p.m., knocked on the door. Obviously, she's sleeping. She's like, "I'm sorry." And then I went in and then saw all my animals. Because Anna's got all the animals. She's
like
got
a little zoo in my
place.
Yeah,
a little zoo. And she made me a lovely breakfast today.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good sister.
And now we're here.
Now we're here.
So, guys, today I thought a great episode would be to do because basically Christmas just went by. And in the Christmas episode, I actually wanted to go through everyone's Christmas gifts, like good and bad Christmas gifts. But then I thought, you know what? Why don't we do like all gifts?
All
like
gifts.
Birthdays, Valentine's Day, any occasion gifts, like your best and your worst gifts. Because the ones I got for Christmas were so funny. They were making me laugh. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I want more. I want more funny gifts.
Yeah.
So I thought we'll do an episode on people's best and worst gifts.
Let's do it, man.
Basically, I put them on my Instagram and then I just like surprise Mandy with them because I like seeing her reaction.
All right, so here we go. The best and worst gifts.
Are you ready for them? Because you'll be shocked. Some of the best gifts make me think, what the hell? Why have I not got these great gifts?
Really?
And then the worst gifts make me think, oh my God, wow. Like, I've been getting good gifts.
All right, okay, go on and tell me. I thought it was going to be the other way around. I thought the good gifts weren't even going to be that good and they're like, it's not up to my standard.
No, do you know what? I got some nice ideas from them. Some nice good gift ideas.
Really?
Yeah.
I need good men gift ideas. Actually, fuck that because I ain't getting to be a shit from now on. All right, go on then.
Okay, so the first best gift this person got was flying private jet for my birthday.
Ooh, but where's the jet going though?
Holiday?
It better be going on holiday. Because what if that shit just flying around and then just lands back in his cold, gloomy ass, the UK?
Yeah.
No, this better be taking me to the Caribbean.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about that as a gift?
Her man must be rich. Is she still with him?
This is a guy, I think, sent this one in.
What? There's girls out there doing that. There's girls out there organizing private jets for these absolutely no good 99.9% of men.
Stop.
I don't care how good he is. I ain't booking no private jet. I don't care who.
What
he
if
is.
You were like a multi-millionaire and it was nothing for you?
Well, then yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah,
they don't have a jet full of guys.
I mean, personally, for me, if a guy was going to book me on a private jet for my birthday, I won't be happy if it's not like including the holiday.
Yeah, me too. That shit better not just be going around Heathrow and back.
It needs to actually take me and like all expenses paid for holiday, hotel, everything. Like, you know, people like are so. I've never had that Instagram private jet picture.
Me too, man.
You know, them pictures that every girl influencer's got.
And yeah.
You know, they're like sitting there.
We've obviously been such useless hoes in our life. Because you know what? We actually haven't been hoes. That's the sad thing.
Yeah, the thing is,
we want to be hoes.
The funny thing is, you always joke about us being hoes and people are actually going to think that.
Yeah, but we want
to
be.
I mean, I don't know. What is a hoe? We might be a hoe to some people and to some people.
Not up to my standard of hoe I want to be. I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I don't have it. I've never been in a private jet.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm not at the level of hoe that I aspire to be. Imagine never stepping foot on a private jet. I'm 31 years old, going to be 32. What, at a time, I won't even be able to one day.
Yeah, but realistically, like, it ain't hard. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, it ain't hard.
It's easy to go get that private jet picture.
No. Like, you have to be stunning.
Shut up.
No, actually, there's a bus of girls. True. There's a bus of girls on private jets.
It's not hard. It's just like, we obviously just wasn't on the like, that kind of like,
yeah,
vibe.
We weren't. We're too emotional. We cry at every advert and TikTok clip and like mother lion licking her cub. So obviously we're too emotional.
Literally. But, you know, there are these private jets basically that don't move.
Yes, I know.
And then you can go in there, take a picture and pretend you're on a private jet for just the gram.
I might just get that for you for your next birthday.
No, for me, that's personally very sad.
It's the saddest
thing. And I can't believe that these companies make money. Like, people are trying so hard to look a certain way on Instagram that they go and pretend they're on a private jet.
Mm.
How much?
It's tragic.
It is really tragic.
It really is tragic.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, it's so funny that you mentioned this right now, this gift, because last night, Gingerbread said to me in bed, Mandy, I've got a really amazing business idea that I want to start.
What?
I was like, what? He's like, I want to open up a studio in London.
You're going to just bait his whole business idea out on him?
He ain't going to fucking do it though, is he? He has a million different business ideas every month and he doesn't do them. And he's like, I'm going to hire out a studio in London and turn it into a private jet and then charge people. I'm like, no one's going to fucking do that in London.
It's but this already exists.
Yeah, that's what I said. First of all, I said it already exists. I said, second of all, it wouldn't do well in London. It would do well more in like poorer countries. It would do, trust me.
Why?
Because in those countries, like, them influencers would do it more. They're more likely to do it. The influencers there.
I don't know.
In London, if the girl wants to get on a private jet, she probably can just answer her DMs and get on one.
Yeah, true. It's really not that hard.
Yeah, so why would anyone pay? Like, it's not going to happen. Anyway,
yeah. So that's the first good gift. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a good gift and a bad gift. A good gift and a bad gift. Mm. So it balances it out. Okay, so this person put this as a worst gift. But what's really strange is that this gift, a lot of people put it as their best gift and some people put it as their worst gift. Personally, for me, I put it as a worst gift because... for me, it would be a worst gift.
Really?
Yeah. It's a star registered in my name.
What the fuck is this? I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's a star registered in my name. Some people thought that was an amazing gift. Me, I'd be like, unnecessary. Like,
how much would that cost?
Which star is me?
No.
Like, you look up at this guy, that one must be Anna.
Well, they must have a name and it has to have a location.
Yeah, but like when you look up into the sky, which star is it?
So it's a gift that you can't see, you can't use... or touch. So there is no gift.
There's no gift.
There's no gift. But hold on.
It's like a thoughtful gift apparently, but it's not.
I need to know how much it is.
I really
have
no
idea. You didn't even Google it.
No. I didn't Google it. But all I know is just, I thought that was a bad gift. Would you be happy with that, Mandy?
Fuck no. Unless I'm a billionaire that owns everything in the entire world and all I've left is as new as a star.
All that you don't have. Like that's the only thing that you don't have.
The only thing that I can say, what did you get? Is it a star? Because I'm a billionaire and like, I just, has to be, something in the solar system because nothing else.
I have everything else on planet Earth. Okay, so back to the best gift, yeah?
Go on.
So this person's best gift is a jar of 365 notes about what he loves about me for me to start my day every single day on a smiling note. I love that. I really, like when I read that, I loved it.
Do you know what, it's cute because he actually thought of 365 things he likes and loves about her.
I literally was thinking to myself, I can't even think about 365 things I love about you, Mandy.
Well, that went... You went really low there.
Like, it's crazy. Like, 365 things.
I could definitely think of 365 things I love about you. That was horrible.
Really? 365 things. Come on, man. It's easier to talk about your partner in that way. The way you touch me.
Ooh.
The way you make me orgasm. But like your sister, 365 things.
Like I love the way you made me sharpen your pencils when you were young.
You hated that.
It was cute now I look back.
No.
I like the way you used to play with me. Oh, that sounds really perverted. We used to play, like play together. You know?
But anyway, I thought actually that this would be an amazing gift that we should have done for mum.
Mummy would be pissed off.
What?
She, you know, she's materialistic as fuck.
Yeah, but on the side.
Look, I just
think... Should we do that?
Maybe, yeah. 365 things, yeah. I mean, there's so many things mummy's done for me. Way more
exactly.
than you.
So.
Anna nearly killed me. My mum actually sits by my bed when I'm sick. But you know what it is? If I did that for my boyfriend and my boyfriend did that for me, one argument, that whole jar is getting smashed. Everything's getting ripped up.
Yeah.
I mean, it is cute though.
Love that.
What man would write something like that? He must be gay.
Why?
Because like, no, Matt, is there emotional men out there? Because you know what? I need these emotional men. I thought only gay guys were emotional like that.
Yeah, I mean, because you know when we talk about guys like being this, that, and the other, we don't include gay guys because I feel like gay guys are much more...
I love them.
They're much nicer.
I love them. Yeah, when I talk about men being trash, I'm not talking about the gays. Like, I love the gays. But I feel like they are emotionally in tune with themselves. Like, heterosexual men are just not. Like, they don't remember your birthday if you don't remind them.
But I'm not, I don't know,
I swear to God.
If that's true, though, because I've spoken to a gay guy before and he said it's just as bad.
Who? Your ex-boyfriend?
No, do you know what it is? It's like, actually, the gay guy told me that it's worse in the gay world because at least with a man and a woman, that's heterosexual, you both like, well, the woman's more like, you know, emotional and doesn't want to like, isn't as much of a cheat and player.
Yeah.
But in the gay world, both of them are like that.
Really?
I don't know.
I just think it's gay culture, like kind of just to be very promiscuous in a way. Like they're not as, like women have this stereotype of if you sleep around, you're a hoe. So, and men don't have that. So they are able to be themselves. And by being themselves, they can tap into their sexual desires more and be more promiscuous. Whereas like we can't really, women can't really do that.
Maybe.
So where, maybe that's why.
I don't know. I have no idea. But I mean, look, I like this jar idea. But like, can you genuinely think of 365 things you love about your partner?
I love it when you give me money. Like, it makes me so happy and horny.
Okay. Well, anyway, we should definitely do that for mom.
Let's do it.
I think she'd love it.
I love it when you don't nag or moan.
Okay. So, worst gift is that my mother-in-law gifted me her lingerie set that she used to wear for her husband.
Oh, she a freak, isn't it? I mean,
she's like, now you've got my son. You know, I thought I'd gift you something very, very...
Her son must be telling his mom about how you're not satisfying him. Because
in the bedroom.
I mean, that is a mad gift. That is a very strange gift. It's almost like... I don't know. Because like, you know, moms don't want to think about their son or daughter having sex.
Yeah.
But like this woman went out of her way to turn her son on indirectly. She wants to fuck her son.
No. I think maybe she just... I don't know. I'm really confused about this one. This is a weird gift.
This is a very uncomfortable situation. It's very awkward. It definitely goes down there as a bad gift.
What do you say when you get that? Like,
oh, it's amazing. This is I'm so... going to make sure your son explodes on it. Very weird.
Okay, I have... This is a best gift. Do I have to keep saying that at the beginning of every bloody
gift?
Yes,
you do.
Okay, best gift. Mm. I have a bunch of cacti. You know them weird plants?
Yeah.
And my boyfriend gets me a new species of cacti in pots that match my room and it warms my heart.
I mean, that's really cute. I mean, I just wish I was like this girl and was happy with cactus. I want Cartier. She wants cactus. But do you know what it is? These are more fulfilling things.
Yeah.
And do you know,
I really like cactus. Cacti.
I don't know what is it the same thing as a cactus?
I like them. They're spiky.
Yeah.
And then they're soft inside, but they're spiky on the outside. A bit like you.
Like me. I'm a cactus. But do you know what it is? Like, that's cute though, because he pays attention to her bedroom. And her cacti.
And her species.
And the like, species. Yeah. You know, he's interested in what she's interested in.
Yes.
Like, he pays attention. Yes. See, this is what I don't like about Gingerbread, yeah? Like, if I'm like, let's watch this documentary, I'm really interested in it.
Yeah.
Like, this topic.
Yeah.
He won't watch it with me. Whereas if he really wanted me to watch a documentary with him and it's something he's interested, yeah, I wouldn't watch it either.
Yeah, I mean, so they're the same. You know what? Like, I'm not going to lie. The first, like, maybe the year I knew Cowslick, I'd take so much interest in the things he took interest in.
So was I was same.
Yeah. And like, I'd put like extreme effort, like with his friends and like everything, everyone. Yeah. But the last 8 months, I don't take interest anymore. Because you know what? It's not reciprocated. No, it's not. So like, sorry, it's not happening
Yeah,
anymore.
That's the thing. Like I would before, like maybe tune into like a football documentary or something like that. Something that if he was really like, please watch this with me.
Yeah.
But... not anymore.
Yeah, because it's not reciprocated.
Yeah.
Am I saying that wrong? Reciprocated.
Yeah. I just really want someone that's like, if I'm like, oh, like he doesn't even know my favorite like poet or something. Or like...
Well, who's your favorite? Oh, I know. Sylvia Plath.
Yeah. Well, it's not really that I'm like that into poetry, but I really love her. Or like certain things about me. He just doesn't know. He doesn't take interest in it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Anyway.
All right, so, worst gift. I accidentally bought my stepdad hair products in a box set and he's bald.
I mean, how could you get that wrong? That was a dig because he's stepdad.
No, do you know what? A few people have done that.
What?
They've accidentally, like, they've received hair products when they're bald or they've given hair products when they're bald. Because you know why? You know, this is why I don't like these, like, sometimes these box sets for gifts. Because it's just like you go into a shop, like, and then you just buy a box set, like, you know, bath ones, soap ones, hair ones. It depends, yeah. Like,
There are some really good ones
if you pay attention, but like, most of the time, people, when they buy gifts, they just go and buy any box set and they just hand it.
They buy loads, Anna, and then decide later who they're going to give what to.
Maybe, yeah. And then, like, that's when you get messed.
That's when you end up getting bold people hair products.
I don't know what I'd
But do you know what? You could always style out. Because you're bold,
yeah.
You need these products to grow hair.
So you mean just lie?
Yeah. It's just a white lie. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Right. Best gift. I'm chronically single and my friends gave me a vibrator for Christmas.
Good friends. Great Real friends. Good friends.
Yeah. They're basically saying, look, it's okay that you're single.
Stay single forever because you're never going to find a boyfriend. That's what they're trying to say. They're bad friends.
Or they're just trying to say, once you use this vibrator, you're definitely going to stay single forever because you basically get the orgasm, but you don't get the headache.
I've heard stories about these vibrators, you know. Actually, to be honest, I have used the vibrator before. What am I about? I haven't used a fucking big ass dildo, though.
Isn't it a vibrator, a dildo?
No, a vibrator. It can be a bullet.
Okay,
It could be flat, it could be round, it could be anything. I've used vibrator.
Yeah, I've never used a dildo.
I want a dildo that has an external vibrator. I want both.
Okay, right. So, that is a very good gift.
Mm.
A dildo is a good gift, especially from your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like, that's the right person to kind of get it off. Okay.
Tell me.
Worst gift. I got scales and a gym membership. I'm a size 6 for reference.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that is a bad gift. Yeah, and do you know what? Someone else, actually, I put them together because it's so similar. Someone else said that they got a slimming tee as a gift. And someone else said that they got a BMI calculator.
But who, okay, this, I don't, but I, this cannot be real. Who would actually gift someone? Who would base in a gift basically saying, I think you're fat.
Yeah, but you know what? I realise reading a lot.
Must be a boyfriend. Only one person is as evil to do that. Only one person is evil enough to do that. That is a boyfriend.
I realised when I read a lot of these gifts that the people kind of use gifts as a like hint to people. Like, I want you to do this. Like, let's say if you're smelly, perfume or like deodorant.
Oh, no. Perfume is like a great gift.
No, not perfume, like deodorant.
Who the fuck gets deodorant as a gift?
A deodorant gift set, maybe.
I know loads of people that be needing deodorant as gifts.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that's so rude. A gym membership and scales.
Yeah, but when you're a size 6, what do they want
to do? I mean, I think that's rude for anyone, Mandy, as a fucking gift. A gift.
Some people might need them weight scales and a gym membership. Do you know what I mean? A gym membership is very expensive, you know?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I'd like a gym membership.
If my boyfriend paid me, like, got me a gym membership for like a few years up front as that David Lloyd, £200 a month, whatever. I mean, I'm going to be upset, but I'm going to be happy at the same time.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because I'd be like, wow, you saved me so much money. But at the same time, like,
what are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
But in a way, sometimes in relationships, it's good to send like a message to your partner, but in a nice, polite way.
Yeah, but not as a like, okay, it depends. If it's just a random gift that you're trying to do it in a polite way, fine. But if it's like an occasion, if you're giving me a gym membership as my Valentine's Day present.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
This is meant to be a happy time.
Like Gingerbread got me a David Lloyd's gym membership just for no reason because I asked for it.
Yeah, but you asked for it.
Yeah, I asked for it. But it wasn't like an actual gift. But like, it's even worse, Anna, when you're a size 6 because what are you trying to say? Do you want me to disappear into the atmosphere? Like, what do you want me to do?
It's really rude.
Size 6 is already really small.
Yeah.
Isn't that the smallest size?
I've never been a size 6.
Isn't it start at 6? When you go on like Fashion Nova or you go on Pretty Little Thing or you go on House of CB, the smallest size they do is 6.
I think 4 as well. Four.
No, they don't do it online.
0, 4, 0. I don't know. I'm not going to speak on this because I have no idea. But it's considered as skinny already. Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, it's mad.
Like what does he want?
Disgusting.
Shag a bag of bones if it wasn't like any fucking skinnier.
I know. All right.
Anyway, go on.
Best gift I got was a book called How to Spot a Dangerous Man Before You Get Involved.
My God, is there a book called that? Why has no one told us about this fucking book? Do you know any dangerous men we've met? One of them nearly tried to kill me back in the day.
What a great gift.
Honestly, but you'd end up avoiding every man. It's just dangerous.
They're all dangerous. But you know what? I mean, the book Why Men Love Bitches is a great,
great book.
Great book and a great gift as well to give to your basic friends.
Do you think there's books for men about women?
No, men don't care enough.
Mm.
I always say this to you. Mm. They don't care enough. Do you think they're going to sit there and read about how to get women or how to do this for women? We're more boy obsessed.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But you said, oh no, but men do everything in the world for women.
But men do everything in the world for women though. But we're just more emotionally obsessed with men in general.
I think they do everything in the world for sex.
Women, sex, whatever. They need women for...
Mating.
Yeah.
Mating. Okay, but that is a brilliant, brilliant book. I might give that to Mandy as a gift.
Yeah. How to avoid dangerous men.
Okay, so I've got here a worst gift is a perfume that smelled like dust.
What does that smell like? What does dust even smell like?
Nothing, basically. Probably they just put water in it, you know? Probably
you know a
scam.
I personally don't like perfume as a gift unless you're getting me my perfume.
What? I do. Do you know what? I thought I used to think like this.
No.
Okay, well, I used to think like you.
Yeah.
But then when I see Gingerbread's tray
of all his perfumes,
it's just such a, it looks so good and it's just such a vibe, like Van Cleef, Tom Ford, and there's like Louis Vuitton.
Does he use them all?
Yeah. Like different ones all the time.
But I like having a specific smell.
Me too, but could be a bit boring. Like that girl, what's her name? Lavishly Jackie. I'm obsessed with her, yeah? She's got a perfume for every season, for every occasion. Like sometimes the smell for a night out, fine dining, doesn't suit the same vibe as like you're going to a christening, like I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like day smell and night smell.
Just
I like
variety.
To have my own smell. Like if someone smells me, they're like, oh, that's Anna.
I used to feel like that, but you know what? After I stopped getting compliments, like nobody compliments my smell.
Yeah.
Like ever. I just don't feel like it needs to be that unique anymore. Look, I like perfume as a gift as long as it's like high-end perfume.
Yeah.
Like I want your Tom Ford cherry one.
Yeah, that's
I want to
really
add
nice.
That to my collection.
Yeah, really nice. That is one of my favorite.
Mm.
Okay, well, I mean, everyone's different on that because what you know what? Someone got me a perfume recently as my birthday gift and it was high-end and no receipt and I hate the smell.
What one?
I'm not going to say it because I'm going to bait out the person. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what am I doing with that now? I actually don't know where it is.
Well, fuck people with shit taste, Anna.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, a smell for someone's nice, for someone else, it's shit. Smells like
that
dust.
That is true. That is true.
Dust. Okay, well best gift.
I know it's never get your perfume then, Anna.
Unless you're going to give me that.
I knew she was going to say something.
£400 Louis Vuitton one that you've got.
£450.
£450, banging. Banging. Yeah. Okay, so next best gift. My best gift. I can't speak today. My best gift is for my period, he made me a box full of my favorite snacks.
I see that shit on TikTok, so it's real. They do exist.
I see that shit. I see that shit on TikTok and Instagram, yeah. And I always, like, I'm on my period now. And, like, I look at my boyfriend, like,
I actually thought it was
set up. And I sometimes, like, I exaggerate my period pain. So, like, last night I was like, to be honest, a period is hurting me so much, hurting me. And I'm going on about it just to see what he'd do.
Nothing.
The most, actually, to be honest, I'm so shocked. Yesterday he was like, let me make you a hot water bottle. And he made me a hot water bottle. So I was like actually surprised by that. But I did go on a little bit about it. I'm in pain.
If I do that, Gingerbread's like, you're over-exaggerating, but drama queen.
The snack thing, like I've always thought, like how nice would it be?
Yeah, but in a way, we're always like, no, I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
Like, whenever we do end up eating snacks, like, falling into it accidentally. So it's like, they probably feel like we won't have it. I look at me making excuses for the boyfriends that don't give a shit. But it's so funny. I always thought those things on TikTok were, like, set up just for TikTok videos.
I don't know. I think they definitely do exist. It'd be so nice to have, like, a romantic partner that would, like, it's in your period. I'm going to bring you your coffee to bed. Like, don't worry. They're like, look after you a little bit. Like,
I want to be treated like a little baby.
Yeah.
Like a tiny little baby.
Yeah.
I've actually asked Gingerbread for, like, I've asked him this year for him to be more romantic.
Working?
No, not really, but he's trying.
He's trying at least.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Good. At least he's trying. Worst gift, a 5'5" inflatable banana.
5'5".
I had to Google this because I was like, does it exist? Exists.
It exists.
It's a big inflatable banana.
Well, why would anyone want that? Maybe you can ride it. Just rub yourself on the big ass banana.
It's so strange. Like, actually so weird. Like, why? I have no words. I have nothing to say about that.
I mean, that is the strangest thing. I can't think of what I would be like, what am I going to do with it?
Am I a child?
Yeah. So or a man who wants an inflatable woman? Do you know if there's some men that like inflatable women?
Yeah, no. I mean, have you not seen
they
those weird...
They squeeze the inflatable boobs and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, some of them marry them.
Yeah.
They marry them and they, you know...
They shag them.
Yeah.
There's ones that are becoming more and more realistic.
Well, there's like robots now, aren't they?
Yeah. We're getting basically like extinct women. We're not necessary anymore. They want women that don't nag and moan. And have expectations.
And then, so basically, these inflatable women are going to take over. There's going to be women walking around making sandwiches in the kitchen for their men and fry ups. And would you like me to give you some oral sex after that sausage sandwich? And then I'm going out with the boys tonight. Won't be back till next week.
Goodbye. Have a great time.
Have fun. Bye-bye. That's the future.
When you get back, I'll be here waiting.
We'll be fine anyway. We'll have each other. We'll go on holidays. We'll eat snacks. Make each other period snack boxes. Watch movies.
We don't need them anyway.
We don't need them anyway.
Okay, so best gift. I told my boyfriend that I wish I was in a convertible driving around the coast somewhere. And then 2 months later, he took me to Rhodes, rented a convertible and drove along the coast.
This is the kind of man I need.
Yeah.
This takes initiative.
Yeah. You know what? The thing is, it's like, I would really want to do this. That just...
I always try this technique as well and it never happens.
Like, think of something random that you really, really like and then see if it happens.
I always do it.
Yeah.
Really dream. It's my... I actually say it like this. Like, honestly, give a Martin Luther King speech about it. I have a dream. Yeah. That me and you are walking down the streets of New York, eating the street food and the big pizzas and holding hands and traveling and and nothing happens. Nothing ever happens about it. No.
I mean, I try and do it here in the UK, so it's easier for them.
Really?
Like, I would love it if we just, you know, like during Christmas, I was like, I would just love it if we went to like a market together. We had like, you know, hot drinks and we walked around and we would do this.
Nothing materializes.
Nope.
It's just dreams. This guy got a convertible and the coast together.
Literally. That's amazing.
And I can't even get whipped cream on a hot chocolate market.
Okay, so worst gift is my boyfriend bought me a mug for Christmas.
A mug.
Guess what he's saying to you?
I'm trying to tell you, you're a mug.
Mug. That's what I was going to say.
I mean, a mug out of everything. A mug? It's pointless.
It's so pointless. Okay, best gift. A year's worth of parking by my workplace so I don't have to get public transport.
No, that should be standard anyway.
I thought it was a great gift.
Really?
Well, gift could be anything, man. It's a gift.
You should be paying for your parking though anyway. You should be paying for the parking anyway.
Okay, yeah, true. But that's quite true.
Come on, you should be fucking parking. You shouldn't be going to work.
You shouldn't be going to work. You should be working. You should be at home.
Should I pay my wages instead of paying my parking?
Unless you want to work.
Unless you want to work. Unless, you know, you're so rich that you can have everything. And the only little thing that will make your life a little bit more convenient is the parking.
Yeah, that's a nice little gift.
That would be a nice little gift, yeah.
Right. Worst gift. It was a very, very, it was very, very sweet, but weird. I got gifted a Christian cross necklace by my colleague, but she knows I'm Muslim. I literally wear hijab.
No, that's not sweet. That's a lie.
No, I think it's like strange, that's weird.
Very slut. There's a motive. She's on her mission to expand and spread Christianity.
And convert.
Yeah.
Do you think? But isn't it like,
she's basically like a Jehovah's Witness.
But do you not think though, like when you're, I'm not sure too much, but like if you are Muslim, then you believe in Christianity anyway. And if you're Christian, you believe in Islam.
No, I know. If you're Muslim, you believe in Islam. And if you're Christian, you believe in Christianity.
Oh, I thought you still believe in each other.
Do you?
I don't know.
Why do they call themselves Christian? They call themselves Muslim. Wouldn't they just call themselves like believer of all religions?
True.
Or why do they all just have one name?
No, because they follow that one, but they still believe in...
I don't know about this.
I swear.
You guys tell us what you think.
I think Muslims...
I ain't never seen a Muslim person wearing a cross.
No, I've never.
I've never seen it, man.
No.
And I've never seen a Christian wearing the Quran on their neck.
Yeah.
Or going to the mosque. True. Have you?
No.
No. But all religions are lovely and beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
But I would be like, well,
this
like,
is my religion.
I'm Muslim though, but...
I'm Muslim, thanks, but...
But this is lovely. This is... put it in my house, maybe. Wouldn't wear it, maybe. Keep it though.
Okay. Right. So, best gift. I got keys to my boyfriend's place.
What? These are just normal stepping stones of a relationship. And we're calling them best gifts? A gift is a Dior bag, not the keys to your boyfriend's apartment. You should already have those keys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it depends, Mandy. There was a time when... Like, Kowslik was my boyfriend, but I didn't have keys to his place.
As soon as you call him your boyfriend, you should have your keys.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not true.
As soon as you become in a relationship. Why should you have
and keys? You know what? Some people might think differently. I think you're forgetting the beginning of you.
Gave him keys as soon as we became in a relationship. I gifted it to him actually in a very cute, very cute key ring.
Exactly. So it is a cute gift.
Yeah, but it's not an occasion gift.
Yeah.
Well, these aren't occasion gifts.
Yeah.
But then it's a cute gift.
It is a nice gift.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, it's a beginning of a relationship.
Actually, you know what?
Nice
I swear, yeah, I would like it at the beginning of a relationship if he put his keys in a little box
and made
a little thing out of it. That is really cute.
True, actually. I never really thought about it like a gift, though. Do you know what I mean? But now I think about it, it was a gift what I gave.
Yeah.
Like, even though you've been together for a while and, like, it got to that stage where it's a bit serious and you want to surprise. Yeah, so I had a box.
Yeah.
And I had a key ring and it has a house. And it said, Gingerbeard, not Gingerbeard by his real name, but it says Gingerbeard, home is where your heart is.
Aww.
And he still has it to this day.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Now we argue about keys. Keys have become our main source of argument.
So. Who's got the keys? Have you got the keys?
Because we live together now.
Okay, so. Right. The weirdest gift I got for Christmas was from my fiancé's brother. It was a bidet.
What's a bidet?
What you wash your ass with. I was so embarrassed. I refused to take it out of the box. It's basically, in Iranian, we say shalang, but the ones that connect to your, you know, the hose, basically, that connects.
No. There's been some weird conspiracy here. Her boyfriend.
Brother. Her fiancé's brother.
Her fiancé has been speaking to his brother about something about your ass.
He's been telling his brother
that your ass stink.
I've been like going down on her and all I can smell is shit.
Yeah. Poo-poo out there. So he bought you that. There ain't any other reason I can think of. But you know what it is, Anna, yeah?
Or,
some people be stinking, you know. Some people bum be stinking.
Yeah, because maybe also the fiance's brother is sick of every time he goes around their house, they don't have it. And he's like, you know what? This is more of a gift. This is a gift to me.
That's a good one.
When I come around their house, I'm sick of not having anything to wash my ass with. I want something.
Yeah.
I take a lot of shits. And there you go.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was just all for his own convenience.
A lot of people buy, you don't realize, but they buy gifts for themselves through you.
Yeah, that's something I would do actually.
Yeah. Like I'd buy towels, hand towels for Mandy's house. I have hand towels. You never in your bathroom upstairs ever have hand towels. It's so annoying. I go to the toilet, wash my hands and I'm like...
It's because I have to go back downstairs, get the hand towel, put it upstairs long.
Very annoying. Very annoying. So I might gift her some hand towels.
Mm.
What else? I might gift you a cold fridge.
Yeah, man.
A nice fridge.
Buy me a fridge. They're very expensive. I need one.
But that's like for myself because your drinks are never cold.
A really good, big, double door, huge fridge, like a grand.
Her drinks are never cold, ever. Very annoying.
I've turned it up now, Anna.
Okay.
Come round.
Come round.
But anyway, look, I feel like even if your bum might be a bit smelly, it's none of his business. You need to tell him, worry about your own ass or worry about the ass that comes into your life. You have no ass to be smelling, okay?
You never
buying
know,
buying you a bidet. What's a fucking bidet?
The bidet. I don't know though. Maybe like you would
rude.
What would you actually say though if that was gifted to you? You
worry about your own ass.
No, you wouldn't. Imagine your boyfriend's sister. You know what? You'd be so like you wouldn't say that.
We all know I'm like, you know, I'm saying something.
Okay, so a good gift, a nice gift, and this gift is an amazing gift.
Ooh.
One of my favorites. Yeah. My best gift was a water fountain built in my name for charity in a poor country where there is no water.
That is so sweet.
That is an amazing gift.
That every day I wake up, I'm feeding people. I'm saving lives.
Yeah.
Every morning.
What an amazing gift.
I'm like walking down the street. Fuck you. What are you doing with your life? I fucking save people's lives.
Yeah.
Literally. I'll just be such a narcissist after that. Every day. People aren't dying first because of me.
I love that gift. I might actually definitely put that down as one of the gifts I want. Now, I don't know how much it is though.
No. Charity starts at home. All right. We ain't on that level of wealth. You hear me?
I don't know, but like...
Once I've got a house with a fountain in the back garden, then maybe we move into fountains elsewhere. But it's an amazing gift because you're saving lives.
Yeah. Okay. So worst gift now.
Oh God.
And I might end it on this because we've got so many.
We're going to end it on a bad gift.
Do you know what? Basically, the amount of good gifts I've got is like this much. The amount of bad gifts I've got is like
a million.
Yeah, loads.
But you know what? I'm very unique answers we've got. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so worst gift. My boyfriend booked us a holiday for Christmas. Only thing is...
Oh, God.
My flight back is a week earlier than him. When I asked him why, he said he's staying on because his boys are flying out to join him for a lad's holiday.
This is just... Honestly, men never surprise me.
Fail to surprise you.
They never fail to surprise me. Honestly, the ideas that they come out with, I would not be surprised. This is something Gingerbread would do.
I mean, I don't know what I'd say. Like, okay, so you're taking me on holiday and then I'm coming back on my own. Like, I don't know. It's so weird because it's nice, but it's rude. It's fucking
horrible. It's fucking rude. You go on a holiday together, you go and fucking come back together.
But then there's been times we've gone on holiday together and then like Gingerbread and cows extend.
I've extended before Anna as well.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's like, I don't know. First of all, it's not a gift. It's just a holiday.
A holiday can be a gift.
No, but like, if it was a gift, if my boyfriend's surprising me with a gift and my gift is a holiday, then it's fucking weird for him to stay on. It should be just our little bubble, our little experience. Yeah? But if it's a normal holiday, it's a bit different. Do you know what I mean? And it depends also on location that you're staying on in.
Yeah.
And also, I have double standards, so I can get away with everything and they can't.
Someone actually commented that recently. Mandy and I double standards.
Yeah, so many double standards. So, like, I have stayed on in Dubai before, like, and Gingerbread came back to London.
But it was also, like, not... You didn't plan it like that. Like, it just happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what? I don't like it.
I'm not going to lie. I don't like it as well.
I didn't even like it when Gingerbread and Kazakh extended together. I was like, we come back together.
Yeah, but...
We go together, we come back together.
You say that, but what if you wanted to extend? What if you wanted to extend in Dubai and he had to go back for work? Then you'd think he's a weirdo if he didn't let you extend.
True.
It just depends. Like, the idea of this guy staying on for a last holiday is different. If you're just staying on to, like, relax a little bit, the guy's got to go back to work.
That's fine. Yeah. But if you're staying on to, like, party and stuff...
If we had to come back for our podcast, but... Gingerbeard and like Kowzik stayed on because like family's still there, friends are still there, they want to chill in the sun. I don't think that's bad. I think we need to keep more relaxed.
2024.
No double standards.
No, not so controlling. Not so toxic.
We're trying very hard.
Okay, fine, fair enough. As long as his lad's holiday is not like partying and like Ibiza, like no. Not cool.
Not cool.
I'd be like, you know what? I don't want this gift. Yeah. Cancel the whole thing. I don't want it. Thank you. Thank you, but no thank you.
If he really wants to get you, if he should fly all your friends out, fly, and then he should go back and fuck off and you should stay there.
Exactly. That's a real gift.
That's a real ass gift. Well, that's it, guys.
Anyway, guys, because I enjoyed reading them out so much, like literally, when I was reading them at home, I was like laughing my head off. And there's some funnier ones.
Really?
So funny. I can't wait to fucking read them to you. We're going to do part two of best and worst gifts on Patreon. So if you want to hear more funny, good and bad gifts, this Thursday,
it's going to be out. And you can get some ideas as well, because I feel like this is giving some good ideas.
Yeah, the 365-day notebook.
Yeah, that was
one
really
mom,
cute.
That's a really nice one. Really nice.
And I like the water fountain one as well.
The water fountain one, yeah. Such a nice gift.
Because it's a good gift for someone who like has everything.
Such a nice gift. But yeah, anyway, guys, we love you. Make sure you subscribe, you like, you comment, you share. And we will see you either this week or next week. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.